It's not often we hear about possible solutions to addiction, but a professor at Washington State University just made a promising discovery. Barbara Sorg is a neuroscientist. She told Marcy Silman there's a clear connection between an addict's memory and an addict's desire to use.
An alcoholic who frequents a bar, and every time they go back into that environment, the people that they drink with, the place where they drink, sights, sounds, smells, anything that could conjure up memory can induce craving in those individuals. And those individuals can go to a treatment center and be removed from their normal environment and do fairly well in staying off their drug of choice. But when they get back in their environment, they can have an immediate relapse, we think, because the memories are being triggered.
Specifically, what kinds of questions were you trying to answer in the study that you did?
We were interested in trying to diminish the memory and therefore the motivation for the animal to take the drug.
Well, what did you find?
So we do know that cocaine will cause a whole host of changes in the brain. Genes are turned on, other genes might be turned off, and that can change the function and the whole overall circuitry of the brain. And those changes in the circuitry are creating those memories. So what we were interested in was finding out whether we could destroy these structures in the brain, just remove them temporarily. And what we found was that it prevents the animal from forming memories that are related to cocaine. And it can happen even after an animal or a person is already exposed to the drug.
So how did these results change the way you think about addiction, or at least cocaine addiction?
So one of the things that cocaine does is it seems to change the plasticity of the brain. In other words, how the brain learns and how the brain remembers. It seems to make it more rigid, so that when you, for example, look at a cocaine addict, they are spending a lot of their time, a lot of their day, focused on how they will get their next cocaine hit. And it's at the expense of normal rewarding stimuli like coming home to a family, getting rewarded in your job. And we think that by destroying or removing these perineuronal nets, we are essentially resetting the button. It's a reset button, and it's allowing normal stimuli to overtake what the cocaine was doing.
So how might what you discovered with the rats help a human drug addict get off cocaine?
Well, these studies are preliminary in rats. We can't go into humans and remove their nets in a particular brain region. But what we can do is try to understand how these particular brain cells are contributing to the addiction process and contributing to the memories that may underlie addiction.
How far away from a sort of commercially available or prescription available memory remover are we?
Well, there are individuals who are trying different drugs that already have approved use, and there are also other behavioral manipulations. The other point that I would like to make is that it doesn't seem to be as science fiction as it sounds at first, in that these memories are not likely to be erased. So we're not talking about a complete memory erasure. What we're really talking about is reducing the emotional impact of that memory.
That's Barbara Sorg, a neuroscientist at Washington State University. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.